This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. No, my britches aren't too tight. I am your guest host, Michelle Mahone. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I tell you what, we've had somebody on hold, and this is a busy man, so we're going to jump right into it. He is the host for HGTV and the Travel Channel, and tonight is the new episode of Property Brothers at Home. He is the yummy one. There's three, and, you know, he's got a little bit of kick to him. J.D. Scott, how are you, darling?
Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Well, that wasn't very enthusiastic. I gave you quite a compliment.
You did. That was actually a glowing opening.
All right. I am sorry to keep you waiting. I know you have a busy, busy night, but I wanted to talk to you about the big vote tomorrow. You said that this has really been troubling you and a lot of people. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the net neutrality vote tomorrow for the FCC. I feel like I've been harping on it to people for a while now, but a lot of people still don't know what it is.
Yeah, because they think net neutrality, neutral, that sounds like a good word, so they just kind of gloss over it. But basically what it means is that they're going to try and deregulate, the FCC is going to try and deregulate the Internet so providers like Verizon and Comcast can charge us more so the feed is fast enough to watch Netflix and YouTube without it slowing down. Basically, anything they can do to make more money. And there's really nothing we can do about it.
I mean, I personally feel like, you know, the big telecom companies are making money hand over fist. But I don't want to deregulate the way things are because, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. If you like YouTube, if you like to play games online, this is going to directly impact you in a financial way.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's like the bundles. If you want this channel, it's this much. And if you want this channel, it's this much. So imagine being charged an extra $10 a month so that Netflix streams fast enough that you can watch it. And they can do that if this happens. Now, the FCC is made up of five commissioners, and they're appointed by the sitting president. And surprise, surprise, it always skews towards the sitting president. So it's a 3-2 favor. I don't know. This isn't looking good. Now, the Federal Trade Commission can get in on this. The FCC is like the cops. They make sure that everyone's following the law. The Federal Trade Commission is like the court, you know. So if you break the law, the FCC gets you, and then the Federal Trade Commission holds you accountable. The only way that this is going to end is if they step in and decide that it's not legal, but that may or may not happen. You know, they usually either throw it down to the lower court.
I mean, I was hoping that if enough people rallied against it, which I mean, I assume that everyone who is a consumer would be against this. They would, you know, speak up and write into their reps, but I don't think a lot of people have, and it's simply for the reason that they don't quite understand what it is or why it's an issue for them. I've actually even seen people rallying for the end of net neutrality because they didn't get it. They didn't understand what it is.
Right. It sounds like net neutrality sounds like, it's restrictive, but it's actually quite the opposite, which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It preserves the way that we've been doing it and keeps us from being overcharged. It keeps the ISPs from throttling down our service so that things are slower or simply blocking sites altogether. They could, if this happens, if they deregulate Verizon or, you know, whoever you deal with for your internet, they can just simply decide, no, you're not going to go to that site unless you pay us the extra $5 a month, then maybe we'll open it up to you.
Exactly. They can block sites. Block sites, slow them down. I'll learn to talk here in a minute. I'm getting really good at it. They can charge to go to certain websites. And this could happen as early as next month, which is what people don't realize. I mean, this is coming down. Now, the only thing is previous court rulings have essentially laid out why the FCC could and should regulate the internet providers. And that was under the Obama administration, and the courts generally upheld these rules, but it's not the Obama administration anymore.
That's right. It's a whole new kettle of fish, and, you know, we have to hope for the best, but we also have to try and do our best to ensure that things are being done the right way for the people.
Yeah, and people need to really pay attention because all this year the FCC has rolled back legislation that's been in place for decades. You know, it used to be that you couldn't own a newspaper and a TV channel in the same city. That isn't true anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they have rolled back a lot of things, and a lot of changes could be coming our way, and it could be hitting us, in the wallet. And I mean, I don't know about you. I love Netflix. I love going on the internet and just surfing around. And I know, you know, for people like you, I mean, I don't think you have enough shows, first of all. You know, HGTV, Travel Channel, you got your brother's shows that you're doing. You know,
hey,
it's too bad you can't keep busy.
As we speak.
It's coming on right now. Well, you can watch yourself and listen to yourself. You're just that good. But, you know,
I'm that much of a narcissist.
I am too. I just sit home all day and watch videos of me. But, you know, you are so nice to your fans. You talk to them. You interact with them. So for them to not be able to communicate with you, it's not just about you being able to promote your shows. It's about you, you know, making that personal connection.
Oh, yeah. And I said that today. I actually did a Facebook Live earlier. And I said, look, you're watching and interacting with me right now. That could all end with this.
Well, it has to end right now. JD, I cannot thank you enough. We have to take a commercial break, but you have a good night, and hopefully we'll have some cheap internet still tomorrow. Bye, honey.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Yes! Boogie Wonderland!
And everybody just changed the channel. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Michelle Mahone. Now, we are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com, and there is a chat room, if you're feeling saucy, on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, or if you want to call, please do, because I'm Southern and I love to talk, 855-732-5563, that's 855-732-5563. Give us a holler. Let me know where you are, what you would like to talk about, what's on your mind. There's a lot going on. There is a lot going on in the news, but here, this one's a real barn burner. Okay, are you ready for this? Now, I'm a big royal watcher. I mean, from the giddy up. When Princess Diana got married, I risked life and limb sneaking out of bed at 3 a.m, you know, because I was like 9, and to watch their wedding. For the last royal wedding with William, I flew to London. Am I going again? Oh, yeah. Okay, so here is breaking royal news. Meghan Markle is going to join Prince Harry for Christmas at the Queen's place. No other person has been invited unless they were married to one of the royals. Let's all just take that in a moment. I know it's a lot. Okay. All right, now that we're composed. Even the Duchess, Miss Catherine, didn't go with William until they were married. She hung out at her mom's. Yay. All right, now, neither Buckingham Palace nor Kensington Palace has confirmed whether Meghan or Harry will participate in the three-day activities. But, boy, I tell you, when I run down the list, you'd be like, yeah, they are. Okay, so on Christmas Eve, the royal family heads to Sandringham. It's a 20,000-acre estate, and they exchange gifts the night before Christmas. Now, spendy gifts are frowned upon. Princess Diana, her first Christmas, made a faux pas. She gave all the brothers cashmere sweaters. Nay, you give gag gifts. The Duchess Catherine gave Harry a grow-your-own-girlfriend kit for her first Christmas. You know, just like funny stuff. So there's that. You can exchange gifts. And then the next day, they play soccer. All right. And then on Christmas Day, it really revs up. They walk 300 yards, hopefully in comfortable shoes, to church. Nothing wrong with, you know, bringing the Lord in it. It is Christmas. But Prince Philip does the 300-yard trek, but Her Majesty is driven in a chauffeured car. 300 yards. Okay, now after the service, they greet well-wishers, and then they head back for Christmas lunch, okay? And it's usually a roast turkey, a salad with shrimp or lobster, Brussels sprouts, carrots, and parsnips. Don't forget the parsnips. It ain't Christmas until, you know, Aunt Gladys busts out the parsnips. That's what I always say. And then the after lunch, they sit down and they all watch the Queen's annual televised Christmas message with the Queen. That's not awkward. You know, do you stand up? Do you have to, you know, what do? That's kind of weird. I would excuse myself. I'd have to see a man.
I have some questions on this.
Go.
So, are they there with her while she's giving the address, or she gives it somewhere else and then they go afterwards and watch it together on TV with her?
Okay, I've never been.
Like, it's a whole family sitting there, like, like a Bing Crosby thing where they're all together around the tree and she's giving her address?
No, I totally get it. I think that it's taped. It's like live to tape. I don't think that the cameras are set up in the castle. I think she's already taped it, and then they just play it. So they're all just kind of sitting there.
Going, good job, Grandma.
And there's
right?
the Queen, you good know, job. Get it, Granny. Woohoo!
Okay, thanks.
Go Royals. Go Royals. Oh, but I'm not done. The fun continues. Now, after lunch, after they sit down and watch the Christmas message, in the evening, they get together again for a Christmas buffet dinner with 15 to 20 different courses. A toast is part of the meal. Oh, the excitement. It just builds and builds. And then the next day they shoot some stuff. They go on a pheasant shooting spree. It ain't Christmas until something is shot. Now, last year, William and Catherine opted out to enjoy Christmas with her parents. And I think the key word is enjoy Christmas. Because that sounds like a whole lot of... And the thing is you have to change outfits for every part of it. You have to wear a different outfit. You got to get all dressed up to open gag gifts. Every year at Christmas, my daddy's nickname was Banana Man. Because he was 6'2", and he wore yellow pajamas, and he looked like a big banana. But we also opened our presents on Christmas Eve, because we just couldn't wait another day. The greed was killing us. So that's what we did. I liked it. Because then you stay up all night playing with your toys and then get up, you know, go to church.
I'm not sure I'd mind changing outfits a few times. I mean, if you have something really pretty to wear, I'm sure they've got some nice clothes. And think about the hats.
I love the hats. Okay, America, we need to wear the fascinators. I got a couple of fascinators online, and the shipping was more than the fascinator because it came from Europe. It came from Britain. All right, I looked amazing. I said it out loud. I said it. They were awesome. It wasn't me. It was the freaking thing because it was red and black, and it kind of did like this, so you couldn't tell if I had on, like, some kind, if I had been attacked by a bird or, you know, if the bandage needed changing or if, you know, the hair. We didn't know. It was just like this with red and black feathers, but I wore it with confidence.
You have to.
You have to. If you're going to do something like that, you got to do it.
And if you have four or five nice hats that you really want to make use of, sounds like a good day to do it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll get invited. We're not going to have another royal wedding for ages till George rocks up with a wife. George, like I know him. William's boy. Like I know him. Willie's boy, George, you know.
Well, there could be another scandal, you know. Might have another one soon.
Oh, always. Oh, well, you know something?
No.
Do you have, like, a red phone?
No.
I was all excited. All right, well, speaking of outfits, okay, Amal Clooney, George Clooney's wife, that woman can get dressed. I love her. She has always got on the best outfit. You know who she is. It's time to go. All right. Hold that thought. We will be right back. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Michelle Mahone.
Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Going. All right. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest hostess with the leastest, Michelle Mahone. All right. We're live on Facebook at our website, therealside.com, or call me up, Buttercup, 855-732-5563. Now, as I was going to say, we were talking about Miss Amal Clooney before the commercial break. Okay. She and George get on an airplane, and you know they have twins. So they get on an airplane, and they start handing out to everybody noise-canceling headphones with a note apologizing in advance in case their kids cry. But the headphones all had, you know, he has his own tequila, so they had the tequila logo on the headphones. Now, my thing is, if you have that much money to get everybody noise-canceling headphones, charter a flight. Hello? I would just charter a flight, because I was on a flight one time, and this lady came on, and she had triplets. And I was like, oh, my ever-loving. I was like, can't Granny come to you? I mean, really, can Granny not come to you? Because that's a lot happening. There was one of her and three of them, and they were under the seats, over the seats, behind the seats, puking, throwing stuff, pulling people's hair, playing peekaboo with people that didn't want to peek or boo. I mean, it was a circus. That was a very long flight, and it was just from here to Vegas. But I was like, we need to stop. We need to land. I couldn't stand it. You know, flights are just, it's, you know, it's not like it used to be. My favorite thing is when they made the device that keeps you from, that keeps the person in front of you from reclining their seat, and they got in a punching match over it, so they banned. Yeah, because somebody just hooked it up to their seat and they couldn't recline. But what I do is I look behind me and I see how tall the person is, and then I'll recline and I'll ask them if it's okay. And then when we eat, I put my seat up. You know, because other than that, they've got their, you know, $28 salad with one crouton and one tired olive, you know, like right under their nose. They can't move. They can't eat. So air travel, you know, is tricky enough. I'm just saying. It's like a flying Chuck E. Cheese.
It's worse than that.
Yeah?
In a sardine can. A Chuck E. Cheese in a sardine can.
You know what I hate? Okay, since they stopped serving meals, people bring on just anything, and it is just rank. Do not bring sushi on an airplane. okay? McDonald's is bad enough. Don't bring sushi. People just bring stuff that just, it's like curry, really? Okay, first of all, this is an 11-hour flight and you're gnawing on curry. That ought to work out well. Let's hope there's no turbulence and you have to leave the seatbelt on and that air sick bag is going to be used for something else because you and your curry eating self are, you're going to be in a situation. Okay. I think we're all with me. You know, it's just etiquette. One time I turned around, I was like, I couldn't breathe. I was like, my eye was twitching. The lady behind me was polishing her nails. I said, ma'am, we're in a tube. I can't breathe. Close up that polish. What is wrong with you? In those words. And she put her nail polish away. But there's further George Clooney news. All right. You know Randy Gerber, Cindy Crawford's husband? Oh, he's gorgeous. Okay. They made two beautiful kids. But here's what gets me. Here's what got me right off the giddy up. It says, father of fashion it girl, Kaia Gerber. Okay, so he's not Cindy Crawford's husband anymore. Since their daughter got all these big modeling contracts, he's now her dad. Recalls a time back in 2013 when George Clooney called a bunch of his guy friends, and they were called the boys. He said, you know, mark your calendar, come over to my house, you know, I'm going to have a dinner. So they all get there. There's 14 of them. 14 of them. 14 of them. And he says, I just want y'all to know how much you mean to me. And, you know, when I came to L.A., I didn't have anything. And I slept on your couch. So everybody open your suitcases. It was $1 million per suitcase. And he paid the income tax on it. Now, that is that's like deal or no deal. You know, but I would have created a diversion and I would have left looking like the, you know, on the Titanic, how they had like the three cars with all the luggage. But can you believe that? He gave 14 of his friends $1 million each. He could sleep on my couch for like 20 grand. That's a savings. You know, I don't need a cool million. He said they were all in shock. I would have been too. I would have looked like I worked for the government. I'd have had the suitcase under my coat, you know. I'd have been a nurse wreck walking around with $1 million.
That's a good friend right there.
Yeah, that's a very good friend right there. Who does that?
That guy.
I know.
What's his name?
George Clooney.
George did it? I thought the Cindy Crawford.
No, her husband, Randy, was telling the story. He was one of the recipients.
Oh, I see.
Listen.
Sorry. I got two buttons to push over here, lady.
But I love pushing buttons just to see what they do. But I'm never allowed to push buttons. Well, somebody call in. Let me know what you think about it. What's the most? Have you ever given money as a gift?
Sure.
What's the most?
Not a million.
No. No.
That'd be great, though. I'd love to give somebody $1 million.
You know what? The tax that eats you alive. You know, when people, I actually know several people that have won the lottery. And if you give somebody $1 million, almost half of it goes to tax after the lottery winner already paid tax. In Australia, they don't pay tax on lottery winnings. It's all their money. But here, like 50%. And then if you give it away, they pay tax again. So what you do is you just set up a bank account that they can take money from. Hmm. From which to take money. I ended a sentence in a preposition. That's one demerit. I don't know. English language. It's so tricky. It's the only one I speak, and I don't speak it too good. See what I did there?
You speak Southern.
I speak Kentuckianese. I'm actually a certified ESL teacher. English is a second language. And I was like, oh, it'd be fun to go to Japan. My friends are like, you can't go to Japan and have a bunch of Japanese teenagers running around going, have y'all seen this? They're like, no, 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 no. You can't do it. I was very offended. When's the next commercial break?
Why, are you tired already?
No, but I just don't want to launch into this big thing. This next one's a big thing.
Well, I think you got about 6 minutes, but you know you can keep going after the
Dougie
commercial.
Fresh, I'm on. Yeah, but then it breaks up the flow.
That's all right. Hit it.
Let's really? Go. All right.
I could be wrong, so give it a
You could be wrong. All right. Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the Prime Minister of Israel. He says that banks are going to go the way of the dinosaur because of Bitcoin. Go the way of the dinosaur. So I can just imagine in 20 million years finding an ATM fossil. Wouldn't that be fun? But he got on YouTube, which is what heads of states do, and posted a video and said, you know, will banks disappear? The answer is yes. Does it need to happen tomorrow? That is a question mark. No, that's a head scratcher, because to me, a Bitcoin is about like monopoly money, or remember the gum you used to get? It looked like a coin. It was wrapped in foil. If I can't see a Bitcoin, I'm not buying Bitcoins. And yes, I know they went through the roof the other day, but remember junk bonds? Hello, goofball. Don't do that. That's not even like a thing. That's just an internet thing. And it's not going to take down banks, because I want to go to a bank. I'm not going to put my money where, you know, and how do you even do it? Does anybody know how do you buy Bitcoins?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's all in the cyber.
Do you, I know.
So you got to buy this fake thing that doesn't exist through.
With fake money that doesn't exist.
That isn't
right.
Real.
And no one's computer's ever been hacked. That's never happened.
Just last week it never happened.
No, absolutely never. So that seems like a very safe investment. But he goes on to say that he anticipates that digital assets climbing value will soon level off. Now remember, they were replacing banks a couple of minutes ago. If not, change directions. Now remember, they were increasing in value just a minute ago. There's nothing like this that will continue rising at this rate. It can't happen. Housing bubble? Anyone? Anyone? That worked out. 2008?
Well, yeah. They're saying the stock market can't go up anymore either, but it continues.
Yeah. Well, there, I don't, what's like, you know, it's not like a FICO score. They don't have, like, the ultimate. I don't know. I don't want Bitcoin. I want real coins. I want to be George Clooney's friend. All right, we will be right back. This is the Joe Messina Show. Real Side, I'm Michelle Mahomes.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson, smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Well, I am living proof of that. I do an awful lot of talking, and I'd make sense if I only had a brain. I take that personally. You played that on purpose. Now, come on. It wasn't the heart. It wasn't courage. It was the brain part. I get it. That's fine. All right. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Michelle Mahone. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There is a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, or you can call us at 855-732-5563. And I would love if y'all called in and just, you know, told me where you're listening and what's on your mind and what topics are aggravating you.
You have Adam on the line.
Adam?
Yes.
How are you, darling?
I'm here, darling. I'm here.
Well, hey, Sugar Muffin. I was wondering where you were.
Yeah, I was trying to call.
Right.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm just sitting here looking stupid. How about yourself?
I'm sitting here with a little dog My girlfriend, she has the cutest dog you've ever seen. So we're just sitting here together, just looking forward to the show.
Yeah, when you said that, I knew she was sitting right there because, you know,
right.
Does the dog wear a sweater?
You know what? No, but, you know, my family went away to Santa Fe, and they got her a Santa Fe shirt. It was really cute. It had, like, you know, the state symbol on it.
Mm-hmm.
This dog, it's like a white. It's like a really cute. I don't like little. I didn't think I'd ever like a little white, fluffy dog, but
uh-huh.
I do hear. I mean, she's legitimately cute. If you look us up on Instagram, you'll see her.
I it's legitimately cute. Like he has to convince us. I love little dogs. I want a little bitty dog, but not one that yips no end. I don't like yipping dogs, but
no.
I want one that I can carry like in my purse, and I would totally get a little outfit. That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
but that's just my neuroses.
Right
now,
I
have an Irish setter who weighs 90 pounds, and we have the same color hair, and I tell people that I dye him to match me because I'm such a narcissist. Adam, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about?
What were we going to talk about? Were we going to be talking about the fact that everybody hates Jesus because Roy Moore lost, or we were going to talk about sexual harassment?
Everybody, okay, we'll start with, I'm not going to repeat what you said, but yeah, you know what, the sexual harassment thing, I tell you, it's going off the rails. It's starting to be like a witch hunt, because all you have to do is say so-and-so touched me, and their entire life is burned to the ground. Mario Batali is the latest one. He was accused by a couple of people, and he was on the show The Chew. They threw him off of that.
It makes you never want to go into a kitchen.
I know. I mean, you can't even eat anymore. It's like, can I just eat without y'all coming up rubbing on me? You know, would you like anything else? You know, let me give you a tip, just the tip. Yeah, I've heard that before. All right. Oh, so anyway.
Did you ever see that like a long time ago? Did you ever watch Seinfeld? I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Remember that episode where Jerry's at the dentist's office and then he kind of wakes up because he was under anesthesia and his shirt was unbuttoned. And then, like, that was funny, but, like, you know, maybe that's what's happening at dental offices. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah. You sound kind of anti-denti, though. Remember that episode? You are so
anti-denti.
You are anti-denti, I'm telling you. Wait, so anyway, he got thrown off Food Network, what made him famous. They were going to reboot a show. On hold, ain't happening. That's code for ain't happening. And got thrown off The Chew. He walked away from managing all of his restaurants. And I love his statement.
Wow.
He says, I apologize to the people I have mistreated and hurt. Although the identities of most of the individuals mentioned in these stories have not been revealed to me, much of the behavior described does, in fact, match up with ways I have acted. So, in other words, he can't remember their names, can't quite place the face, but, oh, yeah, I totally did that. I mean, are you acting a fool?
Yeah, it's incredible. And then I just saw today that I think PBS suspended Tavis Smiley.
Well, just on the name alone, I would have, but, I mean... Well, you know, when PBS is going rogue, I mean, that's when you need to get right with the Lord. That's got to be the seventh sign of the apocalypse when TBS, you can't even watch TBS.
NPR, PBS, you just wouldn't believe it. I thought it was just going to be Fox News, you know?
I do know. I do. Yeah, they got rid of a bunch of people. No, they're who was it? Matt Lauer? All the news people, the restaurant people, actors.
It's incredible. Every person who's sort of like the main face behind a network is going down. So I'm just waiting to hear about Al Roker. You know what I mean?
Oh, hang on. I got to throw up in my mouth a little bit. I got to throw up in my mouth just a little bit. I liked him better a little beefier because now he looks like a turtle out of his shell. Have you noticed that? Am I lying? Am I lying?
Yeah.
Am I lying?
But Al Roker, I can see it. It's perception. Yeah.
I said a little beefier. Right. You know it's true.
He looked different. He's changed. He's changed sizes over the years. Sure.
Whatever. All right. So, you know what? I actually was assaulted, and I went on Australian TV, and I told about it. And, okay, here's insult to injury. It got picked up by the National Enquirer. First time I was ever in the National Enquirer. They spelled my name completely wrong, first of all. They put Michaela. And then they got the story completely wrong. And then I didn't even know, and my cousins, like a month later, called me and said, well, you know, you were in the National Enquirer. I was like, no, I didn't know. Well, we thought you knew. I'm like, no, I don't buy the National Enquirer. I live in L.A. This is the National Enquirer.
The strangest part about it, I guess, is the National Enquirer getting the facts wrong. Like, usually they talk about aliens, and I think they're right about some of that stuff, and so this is the first time I'm hearing a problem with the National Enquirer.
That's the National Examiner, Mr. Thinks He Knows Everything. Okay, I was an entertainment reporter for 8 years. The National Enquirer has got photos of somebody with a sheep because you would not believe how accurate they are. The National Enquirer, I'm telling you right now, they are factual unless they're talking about someone they've never heard of, which is me. And then they just get the whole thing wrong, and they don't care, and they use the worst possible picture they could find. But enough about me. Now, what do you do for a living?
They do. That's kind of like Drudge. Every time you post a picture of Hillary Clinton, it's like it couldn't be a worse picture, and I think it's purposeful.
No. Now you're just making stuff up. All right. Now, what do you do for a living?
Right. Oh, I do criminal law.
Oh, you're my defense attorney. Okay. Well, if I ever call you and I'm like, Adam, here's what happened. Do you ever get those calls at 4 a.m. or some, and they don't even say hi. They're just like, okay, here's what happened, Adam. You know you're getting ready to bail somebody out of something. All right. But
sometimes you get those late night calls sometimes, and you got to work with the bail agent, and, they end up getting there, and or maybe someone else bails them out. It's always hard when you get these things late at night. It never really goes the way you want it to.
No, I wouldn't. I've never been to jail. I've always talked my way out of it or hid because I'm pretty
small. Not yet. Yeah.
But, you know, key word is yet, but I love knowing you. You know, we only have just a little bit of time in this segment. Can you stay with me for the next segment? Because we have 2 minutes.
You got it.
Okay, can you tell me, what's one of, like, your most ridiculous cases ever? Where you, because you're a defense, where you were just like, dude, really? That's your defense?
Let's see.
What was that? I heard a bell. Did an angel get its wings? What was that?
I think an angel got its wings. I've had, like, a weird case involving some strange, instrument related to sex, and something happened, and, you do get weird cases because, I used to be a public defender for years, so you just get a lot of weird cases, and that's just sort of the nature of the beast.
Okay. Well,
everybody has the same weird cases, weird stories. Everyone gets them.
Okay. Well, if you could be a little more vague, that would be great because that's a lot of detail.
My goal. Yeah.
In what city were you a defender?
I'm private now, but I was a public defender in San Bernardino and also a public defender in L.A.
Oh, you probably know most of the people I know. Well, Adam, don't go away. Stay with us because we will be right back after this break. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina, and I'm your guest host, Michelle Mahone.